It's my pleasure today to speak with Alan and Philip Kay from Vesper Technologies. They're a relatively new solution provider to OCP, but have been an OCP community member for a few years. And they're currently based in Manchester, UK. So thank you both for taking the time today to chat.
Pleasure.
No problem, Steve. It's great to be here.
Great. So why don't you share a little bit about the background of Vesper Technologies, how it started, and your core business?
No problem, Steve. So Vesper Technologies is a systems integrator. We're based in the north of England, just in the south of Manchester. And the business has been around about 5 years. And during that time, we've developed a proposition which is around open hardware platforms. And that covers servers, storage, and networking products. And I think it's fair to say that proposition is not something that we kind of came up with in a light bulb moment day one when we first started the business. It's definitely something that's evolved over time and has developed through our experiences of working in that part of the market and the relationships we've developed with the vendors that we've come across and the use cases that have been presented to us by the various customers that we deal with. I'd say that at the core of the business is definitely very much in the infrastructure layer. The long-term background of the team is very server-centric. We've always built a lot of customized solutions for our customers, and one of the sort of the areas that we're quite well known for is turning those things around very quickly. So a big part of our value is basically increasing customers' time to value. We work very closely with customers to understand their run rates, their requirements, what they're commonly using, and then we try to mirror our inventory to give them the ability to deploy things quickly and easily. And we do that at a highly customized level. So it's not just that we'd be holding a single platform. We'd be maybe holding base chassis and then building to order and turning that around very quickly.
Okay, great. Thanks, Alan. So it seems as though you focus a lot on open hardware. So what is your definition of what makes something open? And then why did you decide to move the business this direction?
That's a really good question, Steve. And I think it goes back to the evolution of the business, really, because previously to working with open infrastructure, we were doing a lot of customization of OEM brands, just the traditional HPs and Dells and the normal brands that you'd expect to see in the data center. And I think there was a lot of noise around the market at the time about people moving workflows to the cloud. And we definitely started to see a trend of the large server rollouts. And a large server rollout for us, could be, a few racks, we saw the frequency of those coming around to us was reducing. A couple of things that were happening at the time. So we decided that volume of business must be going into the data center. It was becoming more centralized. So we went to talk to some of the cloud service providers, and they weren't talking about the traditional brands that we were working with at that time. They were talking about open servers and white box server. And the second thing that we started to see a trend in some of our customers who were service providers is they started using the OEM based chassis, but they were asking us to fill up those servers with just commodity components. So they would use the traditional chassis they always had done, but they wanted to use the price benefits of a Samsung memory or an Intel SSD or something like that. So we realized that there was a shift in the market, and we researched who were the main ODMs that were making these white box servers. And we came across this story about Open Compute. And I think going to your question about, what is our view of open hardware? At a very simplistic level, we talk about hardware where the traditional vendor lock-ins of firmware blocking third-party components going into a server and being a barrier to customers. But I think what that exercise did is it took us into you know, this whole journey into open compute and, you know, learning how the hyperscalers were running their data centers, and it made a lot of sense to us. And we could see that new way of doing things was going to be appealing not just to the hyperscalers, but also to sort of lower tier cloud service providers and also into telcos as well. And we thought there was a good opportunity for us to get involved and help some of those customers realize those benefits.
That's great. And that's it's really interesting to see how you've shifted your business. Having known you now for a few years, it's great to see you move this direction. And I think some of those business reasons make a lot of sense, not only in Europe, but we're seeing that across regions. So Alan, real quick, what are you seeing as far as interest across compute, storage, and networking? Are you seeing more interest in a particular area? And then what workloads are you seeing people evaluate more on open hardware compared to others?
I think the network is probably the area where we've seen the most initial interest, and I think that very often we view that as a kind of a gateway product, excuse the pun, into the open world. And the whole story behind disaggregated networking, bare metal switching, and choosing your own operating system to suit the use case has been a really useful sort of tool, if you like, to, you know, to be able to explain the benefits of working in an open way to a wider audience. And I think that the other thing with the networking element is that the switches are standard designs in that there's none of the confusion that you sometimes run into with OCP, for example, where there's this 21 inch and 19 inch rack question mark that for people that are new to the area sometimes find a bit of a barrier in terms of understanding how OCP actually works. And so I think the fact that the network is, you know, is something that people are using already and can also use in 19 inch environments makes it something that's very accessible. And when customers start to use that and understand how the ecosystem works and start to see the benefits of it, you know, it's a good introduction to, you know, to a more open world, and we often find that things move on from there.
So as you're looking at as you're working with the particular customers and helping them understand what is open and which area to start to explore, what are some of the big reasons that somebody struggles to move in this direction, and how do you help them with this transition? So talk about your support model and how you help somebody move from a legacy model to an open infrastructure.
Okay, that's quite a wide question, Steve. I think I think that probably the main reason that there are sometimes difficulties in moving to a full OCP solution is mainly just that word change. It's something that is a little bit different to what people are used to, and I think it can take a little bit of time to get your head around that. Once you actually invest a little bit of time in understanding the configuration of an OCP rack, you know, how that works and how it's powered, and especially if you actually get your hands on some kit and you start to actually use it, I think people realize pretty quickly that at the end of the day, it's just servers and it's just storage, and it's just the same as using regular 19-inch infrastructure. It's just configured in a way that makes it very, very easy for people to manage physically, and it also provides, you know, some great power advantages, great density advantages. But I think that's for me the main thing that I come across is that there's a fundamental kind of change involved in moving to OCP infrastructure, and you know, unless people have invested the time in looking at what that actually means, it can be a little bit daunting. So a lot of what we do is in trying to sort of demystify that and help people to understand the benefits of moving to that kind of platform, but then also providing them with the rack scale designs, helping them understand how to configure the servers, doing all of the power calculations, basically trying to take the pain away of customizing a solution that's based on an OCP design. That's I guess our value in that supply chain is that we've got a lot of experience with that now, and we're able to help people make the right choices in terms of architecting the hardware. Sorry, Phil, carry on.
I was just going to say, I think another one of the big challenges that people face is how the various components are going to integrate with one another. And that's not at the hardware layer. So, when they're talking about the networking, the cloud management platform, and the storage, and they're usually the three components where we help people. People understand, they understand the server technology, they understand that, but it's how will that work with, for example, Red Hat OpenStack, OpenShift? What's the best storage to use that? Should I be looking at something open source like Ceph? Who should support that? And we've got a lot of experience of working with those different softwares and integrating them with one another. So we're able to help them with recommendations and introductions. But we also have a lab based in our facility in the UK, where we do a lot of testing for people as well. So before they make those decisions, they can actually try out different things, get to see how they look and feel on OCP, and get to see how they're going to integrate together. And I think that's it's a big part of the help to get people to move across to OCP from Vesper as well.
So that brings me to the OCP experience center. I know that you're putting one of those in place in your office. So talk about what somebody might be able to do a POC or proof of concept in that experience center. What kind of workloads are you expecting to profile there?
Well, we've brought a fairly wide range of infrastructure into that. It's built on the latest OCP 2 CAD design. We've got 10 or 15 nodes coming in and some storage capacity, which is NVMe based, and that gives us the ability to benchmark or to kind of road test from a functionality perspective, cloud platforms, but also specific storage applications. Those are the kind of workloads that we see, like OpenStack or various flavors of OpenStack, storage to suit the particular challenge that people are looking to roll out on OCP. And so, we're providing that infrastructure and then supporting people to get those environments up and running on them, and see how the kit performs.
Good. So just to wrap it up here, I know you guys have a lot going on, what's the future look like for Vesper Technologies? What areas are you going to be exploring here over the next 6 to 12 months?
Well, I think we're very much committed to OCP as a concept. It underpins our sort of commercial ethos as a business or corporate ideology, whatever you want to call it. And so we do see that as being a significant growth area. I know that there's a lot of progress in terms of non-hyperscale adoption of OCP. I think that's something that we're very much starting to feel, as somebody that's active in that space. And so I think we anticipate onboarding more and more customers and supporting them in that transition to OCP infrastructure, and I guess one of the big growth areas is the telco market. and some of the changes that are up and coming in 5G. And I know it's still quite early days in some respects, but there's a lot of activity from both the hardware and software layer in the open community around that. And that, you know, that's something that we are definitely very interested in. And you know, it's early days for us as well, but we're pretty focused on developing some solutions in that space.
Great. Anything you'd like to add there, Phil?
I think Alan did a great job of covering that off, actually. Certainly with regards to OCP, outside of OCP, we try and adhere to the same principles of OCP. So we're very much working with software defined where we can with customers, trying to create environments where they don't get themselves into a vendor lock-in situation. So that it's just following that open ethos, you know, right the way through the organization.
I just had I'm jumping around a little bit here, Steve, but I had one more sort of piece to add on the definition of open hardware that we talked about very early on. And that's really to say that our view is that we see that as very much a spectrum. And there is an open solution for everyone at some point in that spectrum. Regardless of scale or workload, there are benefits that can be taken by all customers. Looking at these alternative solutions, whether it be a white box server or a full blown OCP cabinet, and that in terms of our definition of how we see things, it's very much as Phil said in terms of the breaking the vendor lock in and giving you the flexibility to use the componentry that you want, to be able to architect the servers how you want, and to be able to take advantage of the latest and greatest innovation in the component layer. So I don't know if that's of any sort of additional interest in that earlier point, but I just thought I'd just sort of expand on that viewpoint a bit.
I think it's extremely relevant. So again, I think that you guys are doing some great things. Really excited to have you as part of the solution provider community, and looking forward to visiting that OCP Experience Center here in the next few months when things settle down. So thanks again, Alan and Phil. Really appreciate the time.